Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a bag of plans. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, August the 29th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about one of these topics, subjects that's, I can't really say as important, even though it is important, as some of the other, you know, stuff that we talk about. Got a show coming up dealing with the Vatican deception. Next, we're going to be talking about, you know, from the cross to the cube, and then we're going to be talking about the Clarinomics, understanding the economy of the soul, understanding the economy of the messianic administration. But today, we're talking about the foundation of all those topics. Underneath all of that is a, what we've been taught is a frequency, it's a wave, it's a vibration. And to an essence or to a particular point, that is correct. But the thing that blows my mind is that we put so much emphasis on what I'm doing right now, because that's what we are. On this dimension, everything is the result of sound. It's a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. And when the scripture is talking about or teaches us to pray, and the Bible tells us, you know, hey, when you pray, pray as this. Pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible says that, you know, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The Bible says, so, you know, submit your prayers, your supplications unto God, and the peace, that peace that passes all understanding. So the Bible talks a lot about us doing something. The Bible says that God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. And so I was always under the assumption that, and when we go to church, it was like the person that screams the loudest or the person that's the most animated, especially if you're from a traditional African-American church where you see a lot of animation, a lot of demonstration, a lot of emphasis on the external display that reveals really the internal decay. So anytime you see a lot of external display, it is an indication of internal decay. Because the scripture says that God looks on the heart, but man, you know, looks on the outward appearance. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 is where we see that. It says, God does not, for God sees not as man sees. So 1 Samuel 16, 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. So my brother, my sister, let me humbly, respectfully submit to you today that God actually rejects or doesn't put emphasis on the external or the sensory organs or our five senses. Those are gateways, or those are portals to this dimension, to this demonstration, or this demonic, or this denomination, or this denomination, or this denominator. Whatever demon term you want to use is still on this dimension. But God says, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. Brothers, sisters, this is, again, I know this is elementary teaching, but we have to return back to elementary school, because myself, let me speak for myself, I can't speak for others, I've forgotten a lot of the elementary teachings. So what does that mean? Feeling is praying. What does that mean? Your thought plus your emotions equals your reality. Let me say that again. Your thought plus your emotion equals your reality. Your head plus your heart equals your manifestation. Asking is not speaking. Speaking is not asking. If you buy a car, is driving a car a sin? If you buy a hamburger, is eating a hamburger a sin? If you buy a bike, is riding a bike a sin? If you get married, is having sex a sin? Brothers and sisters, we've been lied to on such a deep level, it's mind-numbing. When we talk about what the Vatican knows that you don't, God does not recognize your voice. God only recognizes your heart. God doesn't recognize the car. God only recognizes the driver. God doesn't recognize the burger. God only recognizes the chewing or the eating of the burger. God's not interested in the bike. He's interested in the pedaling or the riding of the bike. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, because feeling is praying. What comes out of your mouth is irrelevant. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. It says in 1 Samuel 16:7, God sees not as men see. That's why I don't pray as men. I've told you guys many, many times, and I'll say it again. I don't pray to God. I pray as God. I pray the way God prays. So let me ask you the question. How does God pray? Until you get on God's level, until you do what Yahushua did, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. God did not consider, Yahushua did not consider robbery to be equal with God, even though he made himself of no reputation. You see, my brothers and sisters, 1 Samuel 16 says, God looks at the heart, not the head, not the voice. I love the way it says in the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas, verse 106, Gospel of Thomas, the lost Gospel of Thomas, verse 106. Jesus said unto them, when you make the two one, you will become sons of men. And when you say mountain, move away, it will move away. When your head and your heart are on the same page, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But we don't understand that our thoughts plus our emotions equal our reality. We think our voice, by what I'm doing right now, what I'm doing right now means nothing. It actually is a distraction, and it's a waste of time. What's important is what's going on in my heart. What do I feel for you? Right now, my heart is emitting 100 times more electricity and magnetism than my brain. So I'm sending you from my heart. I'm speaking to you today from my heart, brothers. I'm speaking to you today from my heart, sisters. I'm not speaking with my head. I'm not speaking with my mouth. Even though sound is coming out of my mouth, it's because you're not listening to my heart. And I'm asking and I'm begging you to listen to my heart. Listen to your heart. Listen to your God's heart. Listen to the heart of the people in your circle. Don't go home today and have a head conversation or a verbal conversation. But look your husband or your wife or your children or your loved ones in the eye and communicate heart to heart. The only way you communicate with the Father is with your heart, at least the Father I serve. All these other little G's, they're interested in your head and in your voice. God is not concerned with your head or your voice. He's concerned with your heart. The Bible talks a lot and says a lot of things about the heart. But what I need to make sure that you understand, my brothers and sisters, is that nothing happens for a true truthologist, a true spiritual seeker. The Gospel of Thomas says it this way in saying 48. The Gospel of Thomas, verse 48 says, Jesus said, if two make peace with one another, this is one house. They will say to the mountain, be removed, and it will be removed. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. Have you ever moved a mountain? The reason why we can't move mountains is we've never been taught how to pray. I was always taught that you go get on your knees and you say, you know, you start talking to God. I never tried to feel God. I was always interested in talking to God. That's why I don't get the results from God. Asking, seeking, and knocking is not speaking. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. But the way that you do it is to close your mouth, you turn off your brain, and you speak from your heart. Because your heart emits your aura. See, you have to be surrounded by the future in the present. Because that's what prayer is. A prayer is bringing your future into the now. That's what prayer is. Prayer, brothers and sisters, is when you make your future dream become your present reality. That's prayer. Prayer is the ability to put your heart on the other side of the finish line. That's prayer. Prayer is feeling. What does it feel like, brother? What does it feel like, sister, to be on the other side of your dream? What does it feel like? When you get that feeling, you move that mountain. Until then, it's just a dream. Let me make sure you understand the magnitude of what I've just said. God doesn't care about what you speak or what you think in your head. He only concerned about what you feel in your heart, because that's where he lives. Your heart actually has four chambers, but the wall of the heart is the fifth element. Each chamber of the heart represents one of the letters of the Hashem. And the entire Hashem, you have to have the walls of the heart, because that emits the electromagnetic frequency of the chambers. I don't know if you know what I've just said. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you understand the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge, because therein lies the secret to life and godliness. I don't care what you say. I'm only concerned with your heart. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. See, many of us are unaware of the innate self. You see, we must both think and feel at the same time. When what you is thinking and what you is feeling ain't the same, you're a double-minded man, you won't receive anything. But if you want to move a mountain, the two houses of your brain, the left hemisphere, the right hemisphere, must become one. The two sides of your heart, the left ventricle and the right ventricle, must become one. Because according to the Gospel of Thomas, verse 48, it says, if the two make peace with one another in the same house, they can say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. So right now, your house is divided. It has nothing to do. I know you think it's your wife. I know you think it's your husband. I know you think it's your children. I know you think it is somebody else outside of you. But the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. The Gospel of Thomas calls it the sons of men. The Bible says in Matthew 18:29, if two of you agree on earth, if two can agree, see, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Where two or three are gathered together in God's name, he says he's there in the midst of them. See, everything can be accomplished once your head and your heart is on the same page. But to communicate, the head is for you. The heart is for God. And it is this ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, that heart logic and head logic are often two different things. But the goal in life is to put your heart and your head on the same page. That's the goal in life. But the problem is that we think that we pray and we communicate with God with our voices. And so we scream and we yell. And we talk to God. We sit down and we communicate with God. But the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, let's start with verse 22. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence. For from it flows. Or from it flow the springs of life. The King James says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence. I talk about those three words, focus or diligence and order. Diligence. I have an entire book called Diligence, the Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. So your heart emits the issues that concern your life, but you're trying to communicate it with your mouth and with your head. So since the heart knows the issues of the life, let the heart speak. Now the heart should control the tongue. That's the goal. If that happens, then when you speak, the heart and the tongue are saying the same thing. But most of the time, that's not what happens. What happens is Matthew 15:18. Matthew 15:18 says, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a man. So, my brothers and my sisters, you got to examine your heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says, the good man brings good things out of the good treasure of his heart, and the evil man brings about evil things out of the evil treasure of his heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So my mouth is speaking what is in my heart. And so the problem is most of the people who have an evil heart, they say good things. People with an evil heart will walk up to you and say, I love you. And the whole time, as soon as you turn your back, they're sorry, mother, they hate you. How does crime take place? How are women caught up in the entanglement of relationships? Men too? How does someone defraud you in a business deal? How are you conned or ripped off or manipulated? Because of your failure to identify the intent of the heart of an individual, it leads to destruction in your life. So let me make sure that you understand the secret. Let me make sure you understand what they know in the Vatican that they don't want you to know. You see, my brothers and sisters, your brain has been tricked, but your heart knows something is wrong. But we're not listening to the heart, because in my book I talk about this thing called post-victim verdict. It's a Latin phrase, post-eventum verdict. It's basically, post means after, victim means the event, and verdict, which means verdict. So after every event, there is a verdict. So after every emotion that is emitted from your heart, there is an effect. So everything that's happening in your life, your heart is ordering it, but your brain is not understanding why it's showing up. So your heart is ordering this because your heart, again, is deceitfully wicked above all things, who can know it? So you got to have a change. You got to do what the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Once that happens, my brothers and sisters, once you understand the magnitude of that verse, create in me. When you go to the Father and you do, this is what I had to do. I don't know about, you know, you guys. I'm going to break down inside my book. I also talk about this phrase called, it's a Latin phrase called neologismo, nivus satiris. Again, I don't speak Latin. I'm doing the best I can. However, we need to understand the basics of what I'm saying. And that's a phrase that in short simply means starship. I break it down in my book. And the reason why this is so important, my brothers and sisters, is because your star, in my book, Clarinomics, I break it down as well, because you are made up of this star that has hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. But since we don't understand, we have to create a clean heart, because the heart that we have has been polluted by the head and by the emotions of others. And so when we say, Father, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, not the pure in head. So my brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you the question today. How is your heart? And the way that you created a clean heart is just simply with your heart. You give your heart to God. Now, I'm not talking about no man-made version. I'm talking about the big G. And how do you give your heart? You give your heart to God with your heart. Feeling, what do you feel in your heart right now? You see, my brothers and sisters, your emotions come from your heart, not from your head. So stop speaking. Slow down your thinking. And allow your heart chakra to basically expand. God doesn't recognize your voice. God recognizes your heart. That means you have to be enveloped because your heart emits an aura. Your heart emits a frequency. Your heart surrounds you with your future. Your heart, my brothers and sisters, establishes your reality, not your brain. If your heart and your brain are on the same page, it brings about that reality a whole lot faster. So how do you pray? You should pray like this. You should pray with your heart and with your head, but your heart should override your head. So anytime your head is saying something that's contrary to your heart, in your heart you just have a feeling. You have a feeling that you should not go to this place, but your head say, man, go anyway. You have a feeling that you should, you know, that you should do this or that you should not do this, but your head says, hey, man, nothing wrong with that. But you got a feeling. You don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it, but you met this person. You got a feeling. You got a vibe. You got something. You can't put your finger on it, but something's off. Man, you better go with your heart. Your heart is trying to keep you out of trouble. Look at John chapter 16, verse 22. John chapter 16, verse 22. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, not your heads. And no one will take away your joy. You see, my brothers, if you got joy in your heart, ain't no demon in hell. There's no event in this world. There's no words that can come out of anybody's mouth that can freaking change your heart. But when it's in your head, somebody can come along and talk you out of it. But if you love me with your heart, there's nothing nobody can tell you about me that's going to change your opinion of me. Because why? We got a heart-to-heart connection. Do we have a heart-to-heart connection, or are we just talking head-to-head? You just listening to my words, or are you feeling me? Can you feel my heart today? It is my prayer that you feel my heart and not my head. I'm not here to try to impress you with no fancy words. I'm here to try to impose upon you the power of God that comes from the heart. John 16:23 says, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. Truly, truly, I tell you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. How do you ask the Father stuff in his name? How do you ask the Father? Notice what it says, but so let me read it again because you may have missed it. John 16:23. Someone needs to write this down as we close. John 16:23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Stop asking God for stuff with your mouth. That's not how it gets done. Let me say it again. John 16:23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Truly, truly, I tell you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Until now, you have not asked me for anything in my name. How do you ask the Father in the name of the Son? You ask with your heart, because the name of the Father is written in your heart. God eternal within the body. I have it inside of my book, Christened. Most people read that book and they missed it. The name of God is written in your heart. His Bible says he has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written them in the hearts and in the minds of his people. So anything that is expressed from the heart is automatically expressed in the name. Now, go ahead and say in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yahushua when you end your prayers. But if you pray with your heart, it's already in his name. But if you're praying with your head, you are asking amiss. Notice it said that you've never asked anything. Why have you not received what you've been asking? Because you've been asking with your head. You're using reason and logic, and you come up with this plan. You haven't consulted God about his will. You don't know your destiny or your dear Kaneel. You just came up with, hey, this is a gimmick. This is a scam. I'm going to go sell, you know, light bulbs. I'm going to sell liquid vitamins. I'm going to sell this. And then you go to God and you say, God, I need you to rubber stamp this. And then you believe in God that your Mary Kay products or whatever you're doing is going to work. But what's in your heart? Because the name of God is written in the hearts of men. See, in that day, you would no longer ask with your head. Truly, truly, I will tell you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Until today, you have not prayed in the name that is above every name. That at that name, every knee shall bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. The name is not spoken with the mouth or thought with the head. The name is felt in the heart. That's why it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So when you pray, my anointed brother, when you pray, my educated sister, you don't need your mouth. It's great to bring it along. You don't need your head. It can accompany. You need your heart. Because God has written the name of his son in your heart. The name of God is in your heart. And it is so important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand that. Because your heart is the only thing that is recognized and accepted. Because when God looks down, he doesn't see you. He sees his son. So as long as you are in, he looks down and he answers the prayers of his son. Because we're all joint heirs. We're all apart. The name of God is written, my brothers and sisters, not in your forehead, but it's written in your heart. And if you could wrap your brain around that, one statement. From today forward, your life would be the same. God wrote his name in our human heart. The name of God, some people say it is Yahweh. It is written in the heart. And there are plenty of people that talk about what is called the SA node, the AV branch that makes, if you look at the picture of a human heart, the walls of the human heart forms what looks like a W in English. And that symbol in Hebrew, the heart of God or the name of God is. And once you're over that, God eternal within the body, which means Yahushua, or Yah is my salvation. That is what is written in our hearts. But most of us don't understand. Jeremiah 31:33, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, which is you, after these days. My brothers and my sisters, one of the most important things, and I'm trying to express it, because the heart creates an environment that is conducive for the head. Without the heart creating the surroundings of the future, in the present, future seems afar off. The heart has the ability to create the environment for the head to live. Because remember, the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and fiction. The heart creates the environment that the brain thinks is real. If you can get your heart to the place of creating an environment of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, your head will buy it. Because the brain, again, only amplifies what the heart emits. The brain does not see. That's why when you go to the movies, you know that movie is a movie. You paid to get in. But when the scary scene comes on, why do you jump? Because the brain assumes, it doesn't know, whatever you put in the brain thinks is real. But the heart has the ability to create the environment that amplifies what is in the brain. So if you put the right thoughts in the brain, the heart will create the environment to produce the thoughts that's inside of the brain. But God doesn't listen to the brain because God knows the brain can be manipulated. God listens to the heart. So when you talk to God, you got to talk to God with your heart. God doesn't recognize the voice or the thoughts of the brain. He only recognizes the frequency of the heart. So the frequency of the heart is more important than the frequency of the brain. That is why the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. God overrides your thoughts in your head with the pulse of your heart. So if you can get your dream from your head to your heart, I mean, that dream will manifest. Because the heart has the power by which to bring the future into the present. That's what the Bible calls faith. Faith is acting as if. The heart creates an environment. The heart creates an envelope. The heart creates a surrounding for you. The heart has the ability to make your future dream your present reality. So whatever your future dream is, put it in your heart. Believe it. Make it drop down. Make it travel those 6 inches from your head down to your heart. Once it gets there, that thought now becomes emotion. That emotion is energy in motion. The heart gives you the desire to get up. When the brain says, I'm tired, the heart says, no, homie, the dream is now. The heart will override the brain and manifest the future today. Live in the heart, because that is where God lives. My brothers, my sisters, it is my prayer that you understand what was spoken to you today. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's life.